initial reactions to figuring out where you're going to be and learning about this trade?
It's definitely a crazy morning, but I couldn't be, you know, more excited to start a new chapter in my career and go be a part of an amazing organization that I've heard nothing but great things about, and a team that, you know, playing against, I know how talented they are. And, you know, it's not a team, it's a team that's ready to compete now, and they're ready to win and go for it. So I couldn't be, you know, happier to go join that. And also, you know, it's emotional because I'm going to leave an organization that, you know, gave me an opportunity that I met a lot of my best friends at, and, you know, I've had so many great memories. So it's sad to leave, but it's happy to go somewhere where it's going to be an incredible opportunity. So a lot of emotions, but, you know, I think it's going to be, you know, an amazing, you know, next couple of years.
Do you think of the rumor process, kind of like hearing your name bowed around, the speculation made it a little bit easier, like you said, it was coming?
Yes and no, because I did see my name getting thrown out there a lot, and, you know, the Jays had come up before, but I'd seen other teams, but you never know. You know, it was one of those things where, you know, I know my name was being thrown around, but there was no, like, one true team that it was standing out, you know, where Ole was a little bit more like it was going to be, you know, it seemed like it was like Yankees or Braves. For me, I saw a bunch of different teams, but, you know, the fact that I get to go to Toronto, a city that I've loved going to, and be a part of that team, and I know that city gets behind their team, and the talent that they have on that team, I just can't wait to be a part of it.
So obviously, find this out, I'm guessing as much as it's emotional to be here, there's got to be a little bit of relief too, just to have it be done and know what's going to happen.
Yeah, right? It was definitely stressful these last, you know, few weeks, and getting into camp and then kind of being unsure of what direction, you know, my career's heading and this team is heading. So to know where I'm going now and just plan on, you know, making my way out to Florida and then to Toronto and, you know, with the goal to win a World Series. And, you know, that's something I've always dreamed of, and to be able to go out there and actually have an opportunity to win a World Series is amazing.
What do you think of what's happening with this team right now in this clubhouse?
It's, I mean, I understand it. You know, it's part of the business, and sometimes, you know, it's hard when you get attached to playing with guys and teams, and the fans, you know, get disappointed when, guy, you know, Olsen and Bassett and me get traded, and, you know, guys like Marcus and Liam don't come back. But it's something that they've grown used to, and it's just kind of the filter of guys around here sometimes, and it's always sad because I feel like, you know, what we had was special and we did have a good team, but, you know, it's all good things come to an end sometimes, and, you know, this next chapter of, you know, what's next for me is I'm just going to be more excited.
There's so many things that the organization has out of your control as a player, but they very much were hyping up your group, the core that was here, as the group that maybe the new ballpark would kind of go to. Is that, as a player, but when you hear that at that time, is that something that you kind of start to believe in and get behind too?
Yes and no. I mean, it's something that you can think about and get excited about, but, you know, it seems like there's a lot of hurdles that they had to jump to get to that point, and, you know, while that time, it takes time to get something like that done, our clock was running out, you know, so I think that it's still something that's a possibility in Oakland, that they can get a new stadium, and they can fill it with, you know, guys that can stay here for the long term, and I hope that they can get that, you know, because I think this is a great organization that deserves to have that same opportunity as other teams, but, you know, unfortunately my clock just kind of started ticking, and so did the stadium, so it just didn't line up.
You had talked about wanting to be in Oakland long term, you know, earlier in your career. Is there an element of disappointment with not being able to do that?
No, just because you kind of see what was happening around here, and I just don't think it was realistic. I mean, a lot of guys, you know, love where they're playing, and, you know, I was happy here, I was comfortable here, but, you know, I want to be a part of winning, and I want to be a part of, you know, a long term goal and World Series, and seeing, you know, and where I'm heading has that, so that's where I'm excited to be.
Seeing the the roster the Blue Jays have right now, and what you're joining over there, what are your expectations for that? How do you think you fit into that group?
I'm excited. They have already got a great thing going, and I should just come in and do my part, and, you know, be a part of a great team that's already achieved so much, and now, you know, coming back with what after they did last year, ready to rock, and they keep adding pieces. So, you know, I'm excited, and I get to play against some young kids that are stars, and you know, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., Bo Bichette, you know, Teoscar had a great year, so did George Springer. Richard had a great year, so they've got a lot of good pieces, good pitching. So you know, I get to go play defense and, you know, show people what I can do.
Do you have any close relationships there from players that you played with or earlier ran across?
Definitely. You know, I've had a lot of games against George Springer. I got to you know, play against him a lot over the years, and you know, I've always respected him, always thought he was a great player. So to be able to, you know, join forces with him now, and you know, I've admired, you know, what those young kids over there have done from afar, and they just have a good mesh of, you know, everything. So I don't have like any close relationships per se, but you know, I've been friendly with all of them. I've enjoyed the time that I've spent with those guys and talked to them and played against them. So there's a mutual respect there, and I don't see us having a hard time, you know, gelling right away.
Ole obviously got an extension wrapped up real quick once he got to it. Right. Is that something that you, at least at this point, are kind of bandying about, or are you not really worried about that till you get there yet?
Yeah, that's you know, that's not something that's been, you know, discussed, and that's I mean, I think that's every baseball player's dream, right? But for me, just excited for the opportunity, and you know, those things, you know, just like me being traded is out of my control, and what I can control is, you know, I know what team I'm going to be on. I know, you know, what they're capable of, what I'm capable of, and you know, coming back this year healthy and fresh and ready to go. So I'm just excited to, you know, get this thing rocking.
Just a quick one, because it's Toronto and Canada has much stricter rules. Are you vaccinated and boosted at this point?
I am vaccinated, so I don't think that that's going to be a problem.
In terms of just thinking back on your whole Oakland tenure, like, what are some of the things that stand out that you're really proud that you've accomplished?
Well, I'm proud that, you know, right when me and Ole and Chi Pender and a lot of the guys got called up in 2017, you know, we took our lumps a little bit. You know, I'm not sure what our record was at the end of the year, but we came into a team that was struggling and ready to rebuild a little bit, and then we came into 2017, and I think we had a winning record ever since we came up, and we turned it around in 17 and then made the wild card game in 18 and 19, winning 97 games. The Astros weren't in our division. We could have been division winners, you know. So, and then to, you know, win the division in 2020, make a playoff run, and, you know, 2021, you know, a little bit of a disappointment, but, you know, I feel like with, you know, where we all grew as players, we all grew up together, we all, you know, built a winning team around here, and we had a lot of fun. We won a lot of games, we played well, so, you know, I'm excited to, you know, to have that same feeling over there and, you know, take it to the next step. You know, I want to get further and further into these playoffs.
All right.